Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Glory be unto the Most High God. Praise the Lord for determination for people. Glory to God that love Jesus, that's on the line, that's making sure I am in my place. I do apologize. Miscalculation on time to get back in the building. But right now we're here, so we're going to glorify the Lord. Hallelujah. My God reigns. My God reigns. Hey, my God reigns. Thank you, Jesus. My God reigns. My God reigns. Hey, my God reigns. Hallelujah. My God reigns. My God reigns. Hey, my God reigns. Give me time to pull you all up to make sure, glory to God, we're in business, and prayerfully the ones that didn't mess being on will come back on in a little bit. But in the meantime, we glorify the Lord for hallelujah, for blessing them. Blessing us, glory to God, at this time and this hour to be able to stand on God's word and on his promises. And standing on, glory to God, the promises of the Lord that it enrich and maketh no sorrow. Praise the Lord. We thank God for coming on, glory to God, this day at the resurrection day when every day is the Lord's day. Pray that all of you all had a marvelous, wonderful celebration glorifying the Lord for the day that was set aside for Easter, and we thank God that we will continue to always remember, thank God for his resurrection, for him saving us and redeeming us back to the Father. We glorify you for this, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you. As the scripture reading will be for tonight with John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And Isaiah 41:10, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. Yea, I will strengthen thee. I will help thee. I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Praise God. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. Father, we thank you tonight and give you glory and praise as we go into this day, celebrating you and thanking you for all your marvelous and wonderful acts. And thank you for even blessing me to get back in this house on, even though I'm a little late. Thank God for being back in here. Glory to God, where we can be able to be online, to be in place, to carry out the assignment. Thank you, glory to God, for Mother McCormick, Mother Alexander. Glory to God, checking in to make sure that that everything's okay, and we know others might have been concerned, but was just now getting out of transit, getting on into preparing for getting the building. And I thank God for his marvelous works and going out, and whenever he covers us under the blood, and his perspective, angels about us, no hurt, harm, or danger. Even in the midst, glory to God, of all the trials and tribulations that we go through, that he never leaves us nor forsake us. He's in there with us. Thank God he's moving on our behalf. And in the meantime, he's teaching us some things, and he's strengthening us and encouraging us and enlightening us and even sometimes chastising us. God, help us to appreciate you more in all that you do, because there's no greater love than you, glory to God, laying down your life on our behalf, and now at the right hand of the Father, making intercessions on our behalf. Thank God for your loving kindness, and every day for that mercy. Thank God for that grace, that unmerited favor. Thank you, Lord, for the anointing, and even that anointing that destroys yokes, but even that anointing and the power that you've given us through the Holy Spirit, to bind, to loose, to cancel the assignment and speak those things that are not as though they were, to manifest, glory to God. We thank you, Lord God, for you are so wonderful to us. Help us, glory to God, like never before, to have an attitude of gratitude to glorify you. Father, we pray against those that are sick, glory to God, and not bound up by the hands of the enemy from sickness and disease, and where the enemy is praying with their minds and making them feel so tormented and overwhelmed, and sometimes some want to just check out. But God, I thank you, Lord, for your word that was already done at Calvary, but going through the misery, the pain, the aches, and whatever like this, this is something that we need, glory to God, you to move in a miraculous way. Heal and deliver, glory, and set free. Bind the hand of the enemy from the tormenting spirit that will torment them, even though many that might be saved and know what your word has said, but just the agony of the pain. So we asking you, Lord, for your deliverance, your healing, your encouragement. And even sometimes when we are praying and seeking out your faith and standing the gap for others, sometimes that challenge come up against us. But I thank you, we know how to run to the rock that's higher than us. And even when we can't get the breakthrough then, you told us, bear one another burdens, pray one for another. Oh, God, to encourage one another, stand together in prayer. In the name of Jesus, because one can chase a thousand, two with 10,000 to fly, and any two stand touch and agree how you move. So I thank you, Lord God, that you have all these provisions in place, glory to God. Nothing, glory to God, escapes you, because you knew all things before in the beginning of time, because you are the one that created. In the name of Jesus, so Lord, I thank you for creating us and helping us, glory, to trust you and to rest in you more. We come against, glory to God, the tormenting spirit right now, and we are praying, glory to God, for whatever the ailment, whatever the issue is, God. We are praying for your healing, for your deliverance. We rebuke you, Satan, and all your cords, and command you to loose your hold off of their bodies and off of their minds, and even ours, in the name of Jesus. Oh, we bind you up and cast you out and send you back to the dry place from which you came. We pray, glory to God, for the divine touch of God. We pray, glory to God, for your deliverance from tormenting spirits of heart attacks and strokes and untimely deaths that try to come in to even oppress and put people in bondage and captivity that they can't even move forward. We come against that spirit of grief and sorrow. Oh, glory to God, we're trying to lock them down where they can't see no other way out, but the devil is alive. The blood of Jesus, we come against that death demon right now in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus. We speak, glory to God, for the condition of the heart as well as the lungs and even the kidneys, the pancreas. Glory, I come against sugar, diabetes, arthritis, the respiratory problems and all this hay fever and all these things that are going on with these the different allergies. God, we are praying for healing and deliverance. In the name of Jesus, God, we pray, glory, for those that are going through with problems with their eyes, their nose, their throat, from skin diseases, and blood diseases. God, even for those, glory, with dementia, and the blood of Jesus forgives you, Satan, in the name of Jesus. God, we are praying for your miraculous power to the anointed to destroy those, the power that you've given us to speak to those conditions. And even sometimes, as you lead us to lay hands on the sick, glory to God, and believe in you by faith to recover, because it's by your word in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you, Lord God, for moving in a miraculous way. I pray, glory to God, for those that have been discouraged to be encouraged. I pray for those, glory to God, that are going through in their homes with their children, with their husbands, or with their wives and situations and family members, the in-laws and the outlaws. Oh, God, we pray right now for deliverance. We're praying for harmony. We're praying for peace. We're praying against the spirit of confusion and chaos. We come against rebellion and stubbornness and disobedience and the spirit, glory to God, that will not allow the word, glory, to penetrate in those situations. Might be saved and filled with the spirit of the Lord, but sometimes that stubbornness and that rebellion against of the, trying to have thy will to be done instead of your will being done, and the enemy is coming in having a field day. God, we pray for an awareness and awakening in the name of Jesus, the sleeping giant, even in those areas. Oh, God, and even the things that are going on for those that may not even know you in the partner says, as we stand in the gap for them, we're praying for an awakening. We're praying for all this spirit of the enemy with this brainwashing and got so many captivated with the cares of this life. Oh, God, and even our youth, with so many things and voices that they're hearing and things that they're indulging in and doing, they can't even receive the spirit of truth. But we rebuke and bind the hand of the enemy to loose its hold off of their minds and off their hearts, that they can be able to open their hearts to be able to receive God's word. Take out a heart of stone, put in a heart of flesh. Oh, God, we are praying that the spirit of the Lord, when the word comes, it will not be trampled on. It will penetrate. One can be planting the seeds. Other ones watering and watering and watering. We believe it's going to bring up a harvest of salvation in the name of Jesus. A change of heart, a change of mind. In the name of Jesus, we come against this murdering demon, the spirit of glory to God, mass shooting and spirit that will cause others, glory to God, for suicide. And any other ones, glory to God, is out there just mean and hatred and full of prejudice and all kind of attacks, glory to God, of confusion and chaos. Oh, we rebuke and bind and loose the hand of the enemy in the name of Jesus to go back into the dry places from which it came. We loose the anointing, glory to God, for the spirit of truth and for glory to God, the ear to hear and submission to the obedience. We're praying, glory to God, for healing, for forgiveness. That unforgiveness, glory to God, is so strong, it's almost like a cancer, just eating people up for what they got because they don't want to get rid of their pride, God, because of what this person did or that person did. Oh, help them to recognize the tricks of the enemy. Oh, they're slowly just going down and being deteriorating and finding themselves over to God, locked down like in a prison when those persons might be dead or other persons might be gone on about their lives and might already be unrepentant. And they're sitting up in bondage, in captivity, and getting sick, and then we're having ulcers and all kinds of tormenting spirits where we're tormenting them. Can't even go without appreciate this day for looking at yesterday, bound up and can't even get to your future. Oh, God, we're praying awaken and help them to recognize what's going on in the name of Jesus. We're praying for healing. We're praying for forgiveness. We're praying for the love of God to manifest. We're praying, glory to God, for the body of Christ. We've been sleeping giants to wake up. So many falling away. So many compromising. So many got up in trying to serve their flesh. Want people to recognize them and sowing seeds of discord, whatever it may be, glory to God, like a crab in a bucket trying to obtain this and that. God help them to know, remember what God said in his word, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, everything else will be added. All things will work together for good for those that love the Lord, learning how to be patient and waiting on the Lord. And know, glory to God, some things he's trying to work out in us. Everything is not the world and everything is not the devil. Glory to God, or the husband or the wife or the children. Some things, glory to God, we need to line up, and we need to make the change in the name of Jesus. Oh, we need to check ourselves. If every time we can give so much power to somebody, they're always making us upset. This situation is something on the inside of us. It ought to be that much power we give to other people and other things and situations and stuff like this, but always be frustrated and agitated when we hear that name or something comes up or this, that, never go on. Oh, God, it needs to be a self-examiner. Oh, check our fruit tree. Check, glory to God, whether we are anchored down in you and in your word, and are we living according to what your word says. You said, for pray for those that despitefully use it. Oh, some just trying to be vindictive and try to get them back and still, glory to God, trying to hammer things in our own place. You said that you are our vindicator. You told us, glory to God, hallelujah, that the battle is not ours, but is yours. We have to know, glory to God, we're going to know how to let go and let God have his way in us, to forgive and to release and ask the Lord to give us strength to overcome and triumph over this pain, this trauma, this situation with betrayal, this situation, glory to God, that I never thought this would come up to this or that. Oh, we got to know the enemy pull out the stops no matter where they are, but we got to know the God that we serve is greater than that. And that everything got to bow with the name of Jesus. Help us. We need to bow. We need to find out what that enemy on the inside of us. What enemy. Oh, God, help. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we are praying right now like never before for forgiveness, for love, the agape, for us to pray and pray without ceasing, and for us to be encouraged and to have courage. And thank you for all your great and mighty acts. All the food you give us every day, the shelter, all the clothing, all for the family, and for to even have somebody in our lives that we can even love and care and concerned about us. Help us to be grateful and thankful every day. How we look around us and so many people don't even have those simple things, because of one thing or the other, not because you didn't provide it. Oh, my God, for whatever the reason. But the thief. And some things, glory to God, was given place to the enemy for doors to be opened. God, help us to walk not contrary to your will, but walk circumspectly to your will. We love you today. Help us to keep praying one for another and help us keep our eyes fixed on you, not on the circumstances, not on, glory to God, the situation, not on the people, not only, glory to God, on ourselves, but help us to stay focused and stay, glory to God, in a place that we can seek your face. God, we pray right now for these prayer warriors, these faithful women, and this man of God that comes on. Thank you, Lord God, for you blessing us. Moving on out of ninth, going on preparing for the 10th year. Nobody but you with that anointing. Nobody but you blessing for this, for all the miracles that are taking place. Nobody but you blessing us to be able to grow in grace and glory to God and to love and to come subject one to another and let Holy Spirit have his way. Oh, God, nobody but you can get the glory for what's being done. Thank you, Lord, for teaching us the more how to walk in love and walk in forgiveness, walk with respect, glory, and walk as men and women of integrity. In the name of Jesus, even when this flesh is crying out, and want to say something else different about how we feel this day. And God, we remember to go out. Your word, your word, your word, help us to come back in alignment in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, and not to get caught up in little petty, little secret, these things. Oh, God, and not sowing discord, but being able to keep our vessels clean as possible. And even those areas that we shorten, stay prayerful and stay to a point of repentance and conviction so that when we come together, we can come on one accord to do the will of the Lord. We're praying for the body of Christ to be united more. Praying for more laborers in the vineyard. Help us to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Help us to know glory to God. In order for you to even prove yourself even more and to manifest more of the gifts and talents in us, we got to come up more with clean hands. Draw nigh to you even the more. Come up hither. Allow you, glory to God, to penetrate your anointing through us by allowing, glory to God, this flesh to die so you can be glorified. You said no flesh gonna glory in your sight. Lord, you told us to lay aside every sin and every weight that so easily beset us. Help us to celebrate you and celebrate you in one another. Help us to lift each other up in the name of Jesus. And the ones that we see in error falling away and don't even know you in the partner sins, pray, glory, have mercy, have empathy, have sympathy, but help us to know that we don't condone sin. We don't compromise. We got to do it like Jesus did. Help us, glory to God, and let us not touch things that we ought to not touch. Let us not try to handle situations that you have not assigned to our hands. Help us not to be covenanted over anybody else's gift, or glory to God, and try to be more than what we are. You said, think not more highly of yourself than you ought to. Humble yourself, as Peter said, under the mighty hand of God, and God will do the exalting. Help us to be alert and diligent, because you said the enemy comes like a roaring lion, seeking whom we may devour. Too many doors have been opened to the devil. In the name of Jesus, help us, God, to be watchful more in our tongue, in our home, setting the fire in our house. Oh, you're doing great in the church. You're doing okay on the job, but firing up the house. And sometimes you're doing okay in the house, doing okay, glory to God, in the street, and firing up on the job. God help us. And sometimes, glory to God, people are firing up everywhere. And who are you? Can't even tell whether you're jackal or hide, or is it the time that Jesus is showing up in your life? God, we got to get it together as believers. Some have left off, glory to God, because they're out here now caught up in the world system. But we got to pray more one for another, but we got to live the life to make a difference, because it's not enough to pray. Because we can say up a bunch of words, but are you living what we're praying about? Don't let it be said, you pray to me with your lips, with your heart before me, and apart from me. Lord, help us, glory to God, to get it in alignment and give up this pain, this hurt, this disappointment and things we see. And help us to feed our spirit with your word, not feed with CNN and CBS and Fox and whatever else in, glory to God, but feed our spirit with your word so we'll be strong enough to handle and know how much, glory to take in. And guard our hearts with all diligence so we won't be overwhelmed with everything that's going on around the globe. We'll know how to pray effectively in the name of Jesus, not become an infection. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray and thank you again for these warriors, and thank you for what all you do. And I pray for each one of them that you bless and touch. Prayers for our Apostle Burton, glory to God, son, as we hear that he's doing a little better. I don't know whether he's still in ICU or not, but just a little bit that I did hear, glory to God, that he's sounding better. So we're praying that the medicine and the prayers that he is doing some better. So once we hear the report, then we can bring it back. But we believe in by faith and another chance to get your life in lined up with the word of God. Curtis is his name. Couldn't bring it together the other night, but it's Curtis, the oldest son. God, we're thanking you. We're praying for Pastor that you strengthen her too as well. Pray for Pastor Bird, God. We pray, God, you continue to bless and keep her sugar regularly. Thank you for the anointing. Thank you for every vessel on this line that you have ordained and are called out for, even from the beginning, or even up until now, for what you're doing in them. Even for those that come on as believers to hear the word and glory to God and get prayer and praying even with us. We pray and thank you for this body. Thank you for the protection and the shield, bringing me back in the house. They recover all our children, our grandchildren, our seeds, and our great-grands, glory, cover them under the blood. Save them, Lord, to not say the backsliders. Bring them back in. Other ones, glory to God, we're just praying that they stay strengthened and encouraged and not slide backwards as well as ourselves. And those that don't know you in the part of their sins, that we don't know all around the globe, Lord, save and deliver and set free. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for this hour and this time that we can give you glory. We give you praise because you are Almighty God and awesome God. I thank you, Lord God, in the midst of everything that goes on, that you never leave us nor forsake us. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, praise the Lord. We thank you for the numbers that I'm just looking at. It might have been on before now, but Mother McCormick, glory to God. Mother Alexander, praise God. I think that's Pastor Bird. And that might be Sister Rachel. That's what we're going to go with right now. That's on the line. I don't know who else we might have lost if they decide to come back on. We thank God. And let me open this line just in case Mother McCormick, that pastor, have anything to say if she needs to speak first. And it's Pastor Bird. Is this Prophet Bird?
Yes.
Okay, just
you
in case
go you on with the, you can go on with the lineup.
Okay, then. All right, you'll be third then. Okay, then. The Lord bless. All right, then, Mother. We're going to open the line for you all. Praise God. Mother McCormick, you there?
Yes.
Are you okay? I can hear you now. Mother McCormick.
Okay.
Mother Alexander, then Pastor Bird, and then we'll have Sister Rachel.
Praise the Lord. Father God, we come, Lord God. We just want to thank you, Lord God. We just want to thank you right now, Father God. We just want to give you the glory and the praise, God, for all that you are and all that you is, God. You are an awesome God. You are a merciful God. You just keep doing things. You just keep working things out. When we can't see our way, when we don't understand, don't know how the way going to be made, God, you just keep working it out. God, we pray right now that you, Lord God, will look down on, we thank God for Pastor Hubbard, Lord God. We thank God for her on tonight. And, Lord God, we thank God for Prophet Bird on tonight and Mother Addis down and Minister Willett. And, Lord God, we thank God for Sister Rachel and Pastor Stems and Laura, Sister Laura. We just thank God for for all the prayer warriors that's on the line, those I called and those that I didn't call. We thank God for you. And we, most of all, we thank God for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because he is the only one. He's the one is for us to know that we're in the world today, because if it had not been for him, we don't know where we all would be on tonight. So I just give glory and honor to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and I ask the Lord to forgive me for every sin and fault that I have said or done. And I pray, Lord God, for those that I know and those that I don't know. And I thank you, Lord God, for waking me up this morning to seeing a brand new day I never seen before. Realizing, Father God, it was nothing so great or good I've done, but it was just you, Lord God, that breathed the breath of life on me and just gave me a chance to be able to get up out of the bed, be able, Lord, to walk around, and to be able, Lord God, to do the things that I had to do. So I just give glory and honor to you, because when you look around and you look at the situation of the world and the thing that's going on in the world today, so many, Lord God, that's not able to do the things that they desire to do. So many people is going through different kind of sickness in their body. And God, we just pray for people that's going through all this kind of sickness that's going on in their body. Most of all, we ask you, Lord, to look down on those that's going through arthritis. And we pray for that situation, Lord God. It seems like that spirit, we just bind that spirit up in the name of Jesus with this arthritis stuff that's going on with people that can't hold a walk around and can't hold a move their limbs and stuff. We bind that devil up, because he don't want people to move. He don't want you to move. He just wants you to sit somewhere and be still and not do nothing. But we bind that spirit up, and we send it back to the pits of hell where it comes from. And not only that spirit, but we bind up all this sickness. I'm not going to call all those names out, but we just bind all those spirits up, because we know, Jesus, that you already took care of that 2,000 years ago. You said by your stripes that we are already healed. We're not people trying to get healed. We already healed. So you already took care of that healing, that deliverance. You just took care of all that stuff is on the cross. You took care of it. So we thank you, Lord God, for what you have already done, how you keep working out situation, how you keep letting us know that we can make it. if we just only trust in you, Lord, and only come boldly to the throne of grace, that we can find grace and mercy to help us in a time of need. And we just thank you, Heavenly Father, because it's you that's been there for us. It's you that have kept us. And you said, God, in your word, for us to seek you first, the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things will be added to us. So, God, we want to seek you on tonight, Lord. We want to seek you, and we want to not just be a hear the word, but we want to do what the word say do. And we want to walk by faith and not by sight. So we just ask you, and we just thank you for all that you're doing. We just pray, Lord God, for the world as a whole. We pray for people, Lord God, on highways and how people are driving on the road. There's so many different things that we all can take hold of and pray about. But there are people on the road, and people just is not even thinking about their soul. They're not even thinking about their life. They don't even think about their own self, less than thinking about somebody else on the road when they're traveling. And so, God, we pray for the mind, because it's a mind thing. And so, God, we pray for that mind on tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And we just ask you, Lord God, to just help us all, because we all need you, God. We all need you in a day and time like this. So we ask you, Lord God, to give us the strength and knowledge that we'll be able to carry out the work that you got for your people to do in these last and evil days. And we ask you, Lord God, to look down and go into the hospital, go into the prison camp, go into the old folks' home. Just touch them all, sick in the hospital, or those that lying on the bed of affliction on the night, those that got these tubes in their nose, Lord God, that don't even know they're in the world. But only you know, God. Only you know how to work these things out. Only you know how to breathe on them and keep their breath breathing in them, that they'll be able to go forward, that one day they will be able to sit up out of that bed and be able to stand and be able to tell somebody some things. So, God, we're just looking for a miracle. We're looking for a miracle. We know, God, you're still working miracles. Your miracle's not over. You're still working miracles in these last and evil days. So we just pray, Lord God, right now in the name of Jesus. Because you said, let us not be weary in well-doing. In due season, we'll reap if we faint not. So help us not to be weary as we go through the trials, the tribulations, the things that we have to go through. Help us not to be weary in well-doing, because we will reap if we faint not. And we pray, Lord God, for the president of the United States. We pray, Lord God, for vice president. We pray, Lord, for the government, the things that's going on in the world. We pray for all these things that's happened, how different countries and is getting so congested. Well, at one time, where at one place in a country where there wasn't a whole bunch of people, but now you find all these different people coming over the land and stuff. So we pray for these people, God, in the name of Jesus. And God, help us, Lord God, because we need help. We need help. We sometimes walk around and don't even realize how much we need from you, Lord, how much we need to come to you and to ask you to help us to go forward. And you said in your word, you told us to ask. You said you had not because we asked not. So help us to learn how to rely on your word and trust your word and lean not to our own understanding. And all our ways acknowledge you, and you will direct that path. So, God, we just pray for all people all over the world, God. We pray, Lord God, for all the prayer warriors on tonight, for their family, Lord God. We ask you to touch them all, God, in the name of Jesus. Vine connections, well, as all over the lower the world of people everywhere that's standing in a gap and praying for other people that's going through situations. So we just thank you, Heavenly Father. We thank you, God, for your Son, Jesus Christ, that shed that sin's blood. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your resurrection. We thank you, Lord God, for coming in my life, God, for just changing my life and helping me, Lord God, to be want to be different, Lord God. Oh, God, we pray, Lord God, that all our light will shine, that our light will shine, that people would see the Jesus in our life, and that we won't just, like I said, just be a hearer of the word, but we would do, and we would let our light shine, that people can see the Jesus in our life. So, God, we just ask you to teach us, Lord God, when we don't know how to do it, what to pray about, teach us what to do, Lord. Let your Holy Spirit lead us and guide us and direct us in the way that you would have us to go, Lord. God, we love you. We appreciate you. We thank you for what you're doing and what you're going to do, Lord. And, Lord God, we pray that you continue to bless your people all over the land. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Glory to your name, Father God. Lord, thank you for waking us up this morning in a sound mind and a healthy body, Lord God. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for being the Lord of our life. Lord, you said in Psalms 103, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefit. Lord, we glorify you, Lord, for your benefit, Lord God. Hallelujah. Keep us, Heavenly Father, because we know no matter what, we can always depend on you, Lord. Help us to walk according to your word, Heavenly Father, and help us to stand strong on the promises. I pray for brothers and sisters out there, Lord, that's going through some hard time. Father, you see each and every one of them. Lord God, touch Charlotte, Lord God. Help her to stand strong, Lord God. Bind up the spirit of fear that come against her, Lord God. And Lord, I ask you, Heavenly Father, to give her that strength to know that you never leave her, Lord. Father God, I pray for brothers that is going through some hard time, Lord Jesus. Those out there in the street, Lord God, don't have nowhere to go, but I ask you, Heavenly Father, touch their mind, Lord God. Bring them to a knowledge of truth to know that you never forsake them. Help them, Lord God, to call on the name of Jesus, because your name is above all name, and with your name, Lord God, we can stand strong, because we know that the name of Jesus is a strong power, Lord. Help us, Lord God, to never forget that you gave us power and authority here on earth. You said whatever we bind on earth, Lord God, is bind in heaven. And Lord, we thank you this day, Lord. Thank you for being so good to us, Heavenly Father. Because only you put food on our tables, Lord. Shelter over our heads, Lord. Clothes on our backs, shoes on our feet. Only you make it possible, Lord God. And Father, we just want to thank you, Heavenly Father. I pray for the fatherless sons, oh God, not just mine alone, but all fatherless sons that mothers is standing in the gap for them, Lord. Grandchildren, grandmothers standing in the gap, Father God. Mothers that is crying out for the children, Lord God. I touch an agreement with them, Lord God. I'm praying that these young people be stand strong in the name of Jesus and remember what they was taught, Lord God, from child. Heavenly Father, touch their mind, Lord. Bring back to their remembrance who they really are in Christ. Oh, Father God, we thank you so much today, Lord, because you have been so good to us all, Heavenly Father. Nothing is too hard for you to do, Lord God. And you tell us in your word, Lord God, you can do it because your word said, is anything too hard for God? Nothing is too hard for the Lord to do. So we just have to stand strong and believe by faith that if he said it, he will do it. Doing his will and stand strong on his promises, regardless what come against us, knowing that when we cry out to the Heavenly Father, he hears us. And Lord, help us to believe, Lord God, that when we're to you, you will hear us and you'll do what we ask, Lord God, because you said in your word, Lord God, ask and believe when we ask, you receive. Help us to stand strong on the promises, Lord, and to always remember that there is nothing impossible for God to do, and that we continue to claim the victory in Christ because only you make it possible for us, Heavenly Father. I pray for first ladies, Lord God, that they will continue to strong in your word, Lord God. Bind up sickness and disease that come against their body right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we cast it back to the pit of hell where it belongs. For sickness and disease should not have authority over us in the name of Jesus. Lord, thank you for being so good to our children, Lord God, because only you keep them, Heavenly Father. It's only you guide them through the storm, Lord God. Help us to continue to stand faithful in prayer, Lord God, no matter what goes on. Because, Lord, I know you answer the prayer for Mother Christ, Lord God. I know you answer it. And nothing is too hard for you to do, Lord. Help us to stand regardless what's going on. Stand. Knowing that you'll never forsake us. You'll never leave us. Because you are the God that hears cries, Lord God. And you know each and every one of us, Lord, when you cry out to you. Help us, Lord God, to remember that you promise to stand faithful, Lord God. Lord, we pray for those that is in authority right now, Heavenly Father, that they make right choice by going to you, Lord God, and calling on your name, Lord God. Father God, we pray for them today, Lord God, that they will stand strong on the promises, Lord. Because, Lord, you can change all things. And we just don't pray for one president for the United States. We pray for all presidents, Lord God. Help them to make right choice by crying out to you, Lord, and coming to you before. Oh, Father God, thank you for your mercy and your grace, Lord God. Thank you for keeping us in the way that you want us to keep, Lord, because if we cry out to you and whatever we ask, you said in the word, you will let us have it, Lord, because according to your word, Lord, help us to stand faithful to you, Lord God. So when we know when things come, we can call out to you because you never abandon us, Father God. And Lord, I thank you so much for being a deliverer, Lord God. Thank you for making a way for my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus, Lord God. That this false spirit, that sickness and disease attach the body, Lord God. Oh, Father God, help them, Lord, to stand and curse this false spirit that come attack the body. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, the spirit of cancer, Lord God. Help them to fight the good fight of faith, Lord God, and to stand boldly against this foul spirit, Lord God. Because in the name of Jesus, we know that you are a healer, Heavenly Father. We know you is a healer, Lord God. And we cry out for our sisters, Lord God, because we know, Lord God, that you hear cries. And we know you answer prayer, Heavenly Father. Help us, Lord, to stand as one. Stand in the gap for one another, Lord, and stand boldly, come together, praying down this false spirit of disease that attack our sisters, Lord God. For we know that you is a healer, Heavenly Father. And Lord, it's not just that disease we cry out for, Lord, this false spirit of high blood pressure that attacked so many, Lord God, but we know that we have authority to cry down to you and bring it down, Lord, by prayers, Lord God. Because, Father God, you did not tell us we're supposed to suffer through all these times. You say, above all, you want us to be in good health, Heavenly Father. And, Lord, we know that you're a God that hears cries. And we know you're a loving Father, Lord, because you said, come boldly to the throne of grace. Whatever come against us, come boldly to the throne of grace. And I believe, Heavenly Father, we stand on the promises, Lord, when we cry out to you, Lord. We know that you answer, Lord. We know that you hear us, Lord. Lord, I pray for your pastors, Lord God. Those that stand in faithful on the promises, Lord God. I pray that they continue to be strong in you, Lord God. Help them to keep on pulling on, Lord God, knowing that they have brothers and sisters that is praying and keeping them strong, Lord God, no matter what the enemy come against them with. Standing in the gap for our brothers and sisters, our pastors that stand boldly, Lord God. Help them to continue to stand, Father God. And we pray for young people out there, Lord God, that is going through some situation. But we know, Heavenly Father, you said, if we pray. So I pray, Lord, those that know to pray, that they will call out to you, Lord God, and cry out to you, Lord God. Because I know you is a God that hear our cry and you answer prayer. Continue to bless the pastor of this prayer line, Lord God. Continue to keep our going, Lord God. Whatever our need is, Lord God, we know it's already met because according to your promises, Heavenly Father. We know healing is already done, Lord God, because your promises said, if we pray. And Lord, we stand in the gap that over head of the pastor on the prayer line, Lord, that she will continue to stand strong in the name of Jesus. Help us all, Lord God, to stand as one. in each and every one of us that in the prayer line, Lord God. You see and know everything, Lord God. But we come as one praying for one another, Lord God. Praying for our children, Lord, our grandchildren, Lord God. Whatever is going on, Lord, we plead the blood of Jesus over them to cover them, Lord God, because we know your promise is set out. And, Lord, we believe, Heavenly Father, we believe, no matter what it looks like, we believe that your words stand faithful, Lord. And, Lord God, I ask you, Heavenly Father, to continue to keep us standing strong as one for each and every one of us, Lord, standing in the gap for each and every one. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Above all power, above all kings, above all nature and all created things, above all wisdom and all the ways of man. You were here before the world began. Above all kingdoms, above all thrones, above all wonders the world has ever known, above all wealth and treasures of the earth, there's no way to measure what you were. Crucified, laid behind the stone, you live to die, rejected and alone, like a rose trampled on the ground. You took the fall and thought of me above all. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus, hallelujah, glory to your name, Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah, glory, glory, hallelujah, Father. Father, we come boldly to your throne of grace today, God. We just came out that celebration of Resurrection Sunday. And God, so many people think it's all about a new dress or think it's about an Easter egg hunt. But God, help us to know the price you paid, Father God, that we might have life and have life abundantly. Help us to know, Father God, that it cost you something to redeem us. Help us to know, Father God, that we are just blessed because of the price that Jesus paid for us. Help us never to forget that, dear God. We get careless with the Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We get into that place where we think he owed us something instead of it being the other way. But help us, God, to praise the Lord of Lords and King of Kings, the great I am, mighty, mighty counselor. Help us to give you the praise that's due you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Help us to know, Father God, that we are alive just because of your mercy and your grace, Father God. There's some that was with us yesterday, but they weren't able to be with us today. Help us to know, God, that we are blessed simply because of your grace and mercy. And help us, God, not to take you for granted in the name of Jesus. I ask tonight, God, that you forgive us of every sin, known, unknown, secret sin, sins of omission and commission. I pray in the name of Jesus, Father God, that we come together, Father God, as the body of Christ, not just by mouth, God, but by the love that we show one for another, for the compassion, God, that we show for one another. That is how we know that we are Christians, not by mouth service, God, but by our deeds. So I pray for unity and oneness, God, in the body of Christ. I pray in Jesus' name, God, that we don't be divided on Baptists and Methodists and Pentecostal and non-denomination and all. It ain't nothing but a trick of the devil. It's one body, and it's the body of Christ. And I pray in the name of Jesus, Father God, that we come together as one, because your church in these last days got to rise up, God, and stand for righteousness and holiness, or we'll go for anything. Because, God, you said in the last days it was going to be a falling away, even from those that you chose from the foundation of the world, ministers and pastors and preachers and teachers and evangelists and prophets. Hallelujah. Father God, they're falling away. They're getting caught up in the things of the world, dear God. Help us. Help us to love one another enough to pray for one another, to hold each other up, Father God, in these last days like never before, because Satan is having a good day, hallelujah, by fooling the men and women that you've already chosen and set aside. God, you said that money was the root of all evil, the love of money. And God, so many are going astray because they need more and more money, more and more this and more that. But God, I pray for them. I pray that they'll come back to their first love. I pray, Father God, that they will come back to their first love. I pray that they will love the people as you love your body, Father God, and tell them the truth that we got to live righteous. We got to live holy, Father God, that we can't do just everything that we want to do and come back and ask for your mercy, your grace, your love, your protection, Father God. It cost Jesus something. It cost him his life. And therefore, it cost us, God, to kill this flesh, to kill this old man, to be renewed in our minds, Father God. Hallelujah. So that we can be your children and your people and make a difference in this world, dear God, in the name of Jesus. I pray, Father God, for the body of Christ, for the strength and the unity and the oneness. And I believe in my heart, Father God, that two can put 1,000 to flight. Three can put 10,000. What if we all got together, God, and come against principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness in high places, rule of the darkness of this world? How many could we put a flight in the name of Jesus so that the devil will stop killing our children, God, with drugs and illicit sex and everything else that's going on, because nobody is standing in the gap, dear God, in Jesus' name. Help us to know that you've given your power and authority to your church, that we are one and we are a body. I pray in the name of Jesus, God, that in these last days we're going to come together and we're going to see some of these things eradicated in all generations. I know that these children got something going on in the other generations, because you said you will always have a remnant. But God, I pray in Jesus' name that we'll be able to see some of that stuff happening. We're going to see revival in the church like never before. I'm praying for the body. I'm praying for the church. Help us to get it right, Father God, in Jesus' name. And stop being lovers of self. Stop getting my stuff. But God, help us to work on one accord, standing together so that nobody has that need that won't be met, Father God, so that some won't be standing castles and big houses and others, God, on the street begging. God, help us. Help us to get it right, dear God, in Jesus' name. Because I don't care how many programs you have. I know that love, God, is going to sell us some of that stuff because we're going to do the right thing. So, God, I pray even for the homeless tonight because, God, some of the body of Christ is out there on the street. And I pray for your intervention, God. I pray, God, for your correction. Because, God, sometimes we're out there because we're doing the wrong thing. Sometimes we're out there because we just mismanage money. Sometimes we are out there, Father God. I don't care if we cause the problem. We got a problem solver, and his name is Jesus. So, God, we turn them over to you right now in Jesus' name. Have mercy on the people, Father God, that's out there on the streets. We don't know why they are, but you do. And we are asking for your mercy and your grace upon them now in Jesus' name. Father God, we are praying, Father God, for those little children that's being abused by parents that you've given them to take care of them. And God, they're treating them like trash. They won't feed them, dear God. They won't clothe them. And a lot of them, God, is letting other people come in and use their little bodies for sex or everything else that's going on. Have mercy on the children, Father God. In the name of Jesus, protect them and keep them. And I pray, Father God, for those adults and neighbors that know things are not right. God, give them the courage to call the authorities. Give them the courage to care about what's going on in the neighbor house, dear God. That's called love, Father God. So help us to come back to love, Father. Help us to come back to that, God. And a lot of things is going on. Will not continue to go on. Father, we're looking for the government and the sheriff and all of that stuff to come in and do the job, hallelujah, that you've given to your church. Because unless we do it in love, Father God, a lot of things is just going to be swept over in the name of Jesus because somebody got the hand out, somebody putting money in their pocket, somebody getting paid off. God, all of this sex trafficking. We know that there are people in high places, God, that know what's going on, but they won't do nothing because they want fat pockets. They want that money. But, God, I pray in the name of Jesus that a consciousness and awareness would come in Jesus' name. I am praying for that voice, God, that you are about to raise up in this generation like never before. God, we haven't heard a voice out there since Martin Luther King. Where are the people, God? Where are the voices, Father God? I am praying for you to raise up that man and woman, Father God, where they'll go forth and speak truth. We need change, God, and we know only you can do it, Father God. You said if my people who are called by my name would humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, and seek my face, then would I hear from heaven, and I will heal their land. Oh, God, help us, Father God, because we're in a place of crisis, dear God. We're worried about whether I'm going to make more money, whether my house can get bigger, whether I can have this and I can have that. And, Father, we need to use what we got, Father God. Use what we got in our hand, Father God, to help those less fortunate than we are. And we got to depend on you because we say we do. You are my provider. You are Jehovah Jireh. I'm not going to be naked. I'm not going to be without food. I'm not going to be without a place to stay because you said it. And I'm going to stand on that word. I'm standing on that truth. So I'm not going to worry about these little nickels and dimes that I give out to somebody that need it, dear God. I got enough clothes. I got enough shoes. I got enough all that foolishness, God. I'm praying that we will come together and be your body, be your mouthpiece here in the earth. I pray, Father God, that we'll have a boldness like never before, where we can stand up and call sin, sin, Father God, that we can call wrong, wrong, and right, right, and we'll not be afraid of the consequences, God, in the name of Jesus. Help us, God. Give us a boldness that we haven't had in a long time. God, I'm just at a place, Father God, where I want more and more of you. I don't care about stuff or none of that stuff anymore. I want more and more of you. And I'm asking you, personal God, to give me a boldness to speak out and speak what you say. I'm praying, God, that I can hear what you're saying to me, what you're saying to the church. And God, I take every opportunity that you give me to be a voice for you here in the earth. I thank you, Father God, even where we're in this, in America, God, but people shut up in their own houses thinking about their own stuff and doing their own thing. God, I'm praying for a leader, hallelujah, a Christian leader, Father God, to come out and make change in the name of Jesus. I pray for those that's already in office, God, because you told us to pray for our leaders. You told us to pray for those in leadership. So I pray for the president, vice president, his cabinet, House of Representatives. I pray for them all, whether they're Republican, Democrat, or whatever else they are. I pray for them. But I pray, Father God, that they would be men and women that were here for you. I'm praying, Father God, that they would be men and women that sold out to you in the name of Jesus, so that when we speak, what we speak will not come back void. It will accomplish what it sent out to do. So, God, I just thank and praise you tonight. I thank you for the prayer line. I thank you for these men and women, Father God, who stand strong and powerful voices as they cry out. But, God, I'm praying for you to get them a platform. I'm praying for you to extend their territory, God, for somebody else need to hear what's inside of them. I am praying, Father God, that their mouth will be just like a trumpet in these last days as they begin to go out, God, and minister and tell men and women that they need to be saved, that there is a better way. So, Father God, I ask that you bless each household now. Nothing broken, nothing missing. God, I'm praying that they have everything that they need, dear God, in the name of Jesus. I come against lack in their household now, in Jesus' name. Because, God, we serve a rich God. You own everything on the hill, God. And you own everything in the valley. And everything in the desert belongs to you. We are the head and not the tail, above only God and never beneath. And everything that we touch going to prosper in Jesus' name. So, God, we're standing on your word tonight. And I've heard those prayers about sickness and diseases. And I join up with these women of God, Father God. And I say, God, it's going to be eradicated. Because we know in this world that things going to happen. Things, people are going to die. We're going to leave here. But God, I pray in Jesus' name. God, just my sister just passed. And God, she passed without a diagnosis. She had to get up out of here, but they couldn't put she died of a heart attack. They couldn't put she died of high blood pressure. She just died. We can do it, God, because we serve a mighty God, a great God, a God that can do all things. So I pray, God, that we get closer to you, that we stand on your word without compromising. And I thank you again, God, for Pastor BJ, God, who's on a post, who is faithful, who prays without ceasing. God, I ask that you continue to use her for the body of Christ. I'm praying for her strength. And where the devil, God, has found a weakness, he's tried to find it in her body, where he messes with her joints, where he messes with her body, to try to shut her down. But we come against that in the name of Jesus. God, she's going to live and not die to proclaim this gospel, and she's going to do it without pain or any other thing in Jesus' name. So, God, we thank you for her and for all these other women and men of God. God, I just thank you for hearing me tonight. I'm just praying what's on my heart, what you've given me, dear God. And I know that it's going to come to pass. So, Father God, we walk by faith, not by sight. We call those things that be not as if they were. And we just want to say thank you, for Jesus has risen from the dead, and he is Lord. And we thank and praise you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Glory. Praise God for all the prayers has gone for. Praise the Lord. We'll take Sister Rachel, and then I'm sorry, I didn't want to remember the other number that Mother, Lord of mercy, that, you know, it's too sad when you're tired, and then you always lose your thought. Mother Willette's other number, so you know, switched up now, so yeah, definitely right after Mother, after Sister Rachel, then we have Mother Willette pray. She done switched back to the other number, but either way, you go ahead and pray right after Rachel.
Praise the Lord. I touch and agree with every prayer that's already went up before me and the prayers that's going up before after me in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you for today, God. We thank you for the rising up this morning, God. Lord, we thank you for leading and guiding us. Lord, without you, God, we are nothing, God. Lord, we need you every second, every minute, God. Oh, Father God, we just thanking you, God, in sight of God. Even if we have something going on in our bodies, God, we trust you, God, with our bodies, God, because we know who the healer is. We know the one that can reinstate the body, God. It's you, Jesus. You are the highest physician, God. Lord, I look to the hills which come at my help. All my help cometh from the Lord. He will not suffer my foot to be moved. Hallelujah, Jesus. Also in 118 Psalms, he said, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for his mercy is good, because his mercy will endure forever. His mercy, hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, thank you for your mercy and your grace, God. What you said in your word, God, you meant what you said and you said what you meant, God. Lord, even though they despitefully use us, God, we can count on you, Jesus. We can't count on men and women sometimes, God, but we can surely count on you to bring us through whatever it is that we are going through. And we just trust you, Lord. And we just put all our heart and trust in you, God. Lord, you told us in your word, God, not to put our trust in man, but put our hearts and trust in you, God. Lord, we thank you for the saints, God. Lord, we thank you for the prayer warriors on this phone, God. Lord, I thank you for each prayer that's ever went up for me, God. Oh, God, I thank you, God, for healing and leading and directing me, God. Sometimes I don't know what to do, God, but I know to turn to you, God. I know to go to the hills which come at my help. I know to go in my secret place. Hallelujah, Jesus. I know how to call on you, Jesus. I get a result, God. Oh, God, I thank you, Lord, in my secret closet, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, God, sometimes it's not all about me, God. It's about other people, too, God, because I love everybody, God. I don't want to see nobody suffering, God. Oh, Father God, I don't want to see nobody going through, God. But sometimes, like the mothers say, the mothers and the sisters say, sometimes we put ourselves in situations, but God, it's still not too hard for you, God, because you are loving, God. You are forgiving, God. Where man and woman will not forgive and forget, God, you will, God. So, God, you raise them back up, God, and you will take them and you will use them, God. The one that they push down, God, and call that little nobody, God. Don't know one that you will raise up and use, God, in these last days, God. Lord, I thank you, God. I thank you for your grace and your mercy that covered me, God. Lord, I thank you, Lord, that I can speak boldly, God, that you are, that you are, that you are, that you are our everything. I mean everything, our healer, our provider, our answer to any situation that we may may be going through, God, you will, God, make a way out of no way, God, because you've done it for me so many times, God. God, I thank you, God, for what you're doing right now, God, and what you're about to do, God. Even those cases, God, that have not been heard, God, they keep pushing them back, God. But, God, I know, God, that you are, that you are put them forth, God. You'll make them come forth, God. We call those cases forth, God. Make them stop pushing those people back, God, and put them in front, God. Oh, God, those that are behind, God, you said they shall be first, God. God, you said it in your word, God. I trust you, Lord, with everything, God. I trust you with Patty, God. Oh, God, she's waiting patiently on you, God. Oh, God, I thank you for doing it, God. I thank you for opening those doors, God. Lord, I thank you, Jesus. I thank you for my daughter, God. Sometimes, God, she don't know which way, but she know to turn to the Lord. She sometimes her body's pain. She won't tell me, but God let me know. He whispered in my ear, hallelujah, Jesus. It's good to hear the voice of the Lord. It's good to know discernment. Hallelujah, Jesus. I ask God every day, turn my discernment up higher, God, so that I can know what's going on, God. Show me, Lord, before I walk into it, God. Show me, Jesus, which way to go, Lord. Guide my feet, guide my mind, guide my eyes, Lord. Guide my hands, God. I don't want to displease, God. I want to please you, Lord. Lord, I just want you to wrap us all up in your arms, God, and show us which way you want us to go, God. Who you want us to witness to today, God. What is it that you want us to do for you, Jesus? We always asking Jesus, Lord, I want this. And what you saying, we want this and we want that. Lord, what can I do for you, Jesus? What is it that you want me to do, God? I'll do it, God. Long as you hold me, you go with me, God. God, I thank you for your word, God. It's not all about self, 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 self. Lord, I thank you, Lord. I thank you for the right love on the inside. I've been called crazy for loving people that's done me wrong. But I know I'm right, God, because you said so in your word, God, to love them. You love your enemies. Love them that fight for you. Love them. Show them love and compassion. Lord, I thank you, Lord. You are my shepherd, and I shall not want. Lord, you are that you are. You are everything, Jesus. I promise them, if they just turn over to you, God, if they just turn to you, God, because you're standing there waiting on them, you're just standing right there for them to come to you and just talk to you, Lord. God, all they got to do, they say, I don't know how to pray. Yes, you do. All you got to do is talk to them just like you talk to me or anybody else. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hear our prayer cry. Hear what we are saying. Oh, God, I thank you for your word. Oh, God, I thank you for reassuring me deep down in my soul, God. Because if it was not for you, God, I would not be here, God. If it was not for you, Jesus, I would not be closing my mind, God. God, I thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. For your glory is sufficient. Not in the ass, speak to the babosha. Even in the ass, sound of the babosha. You cut up the ass, I came, babosha. Yay, God. Yay, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus. No weapon formed against us shall not prosper. God said it in his word. And if he said it, he meant it. And he's doing it. I see him doing it. I see him moving in my life. I see him taking me higher in him. I see him taking me in deeper depth. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. He didn't say this road would be easy. But we just got to trust him and know that he would bring us out no matter what it is, no matter how hard it gets. Just lean and depend on him because he will do just what he said he'd do. And he do got some people here on earth that is so tied up into him. Just leaning on him and teaching you how to depend on him. And they loving and they caring and they compassion. They got the fruit of the Spirit. Make very sure that we have the Spirit of God, the fruit of the Spirit. Thank you, Holy Ghost. We got to have that because Jesus had it. We got to love everybody. We can't have
big and little U's. Hallelujah, Jesus. Because Jesus has no big U's and no little U's. We all the same in his eyesight. He loves us all. Hallelujah, Jesus. And that's why I love everybody. Hallelujah. I'll be called crazy for his name's sake. I don't mind. Hallelujah, Jesus. Use me, Lord. I'm your vessel, God. I'm yours. I'm completely yours. I gave you my life a long time ago, Lord. Oh, God, I continue to give you my life. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, I thank you for how you've been healing people, God, for all the things, the reports we've been hearing. Yes, Lord, thank you, Jesus. We give you the glory for it, God, because we know it's you, Lord. Hallelujah. When doctors can't do it, God, I know you are. Ah, you work through the doctors. That's what's going on. It's not the doctors. You go through the doctor's mind and get the mind of the doctors what to do, God. It's you anyway, God. People are dependent on man. No, depend on Jesus to get the doctor the right things to do to our bodies. Hallelujah, Jesus. If the doctor has to do it, sometimes the doctors don't have to do it. God, I come in and give you a miraculous healing. Hallelujah, Jesus. How you know, Sister Rachel? Because he's done it for me so many times, and I have to give him the glory. I can't keep my mouth shut, sir. God, I thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus. God, I thank you for this prayer line, God. Lord, I thank you, Jesus. I'm going to keep holding on. Sometimes if you're holding on by a string, hold on. Hold on to that string. Don't let go of Jesus for nobody. Nothing. It's not worth it. I promise you it's not worth it. Hallelujah, Jesus. God, I thank you. I thank you for the anointing. Lord, I thank you for the anointing that you have poured on all of us, God. Lord, I thank you, God. Let us be truthful in the word of God. We got to say truthful. God wants truthful people. He wants the true soldiers. True soldiers are going to stand. But everything that's not built by God, every house, I'm talking about our souls, our bodies, is the house that he's coming back looking for. Hallelujah, Jesus. And if it's not built by God, hallelujah, from ground up, you will sink. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for your word, God. I didn't understand at first. I said, God, help me to understand what you're saying to me. He said that you are sick if you don't allow me to build you from start to finish. You will sink. Hallelujah. You good God Almighty, Lord. Yeah, Lord. Thank you. Thank you for building us from start to finish. Well, he did finish. No weapons. Nothing can take you down. You may feel down a little bit, but after a while, you'll start giving God a praise. You may start humming a little song. Hallelujah. Joy come. Joy gonna come. He said weeping may endure for a night, but joy will come in the morning. I know that joy will come right now. Hallelujah, Jesus. Even though it looked like your darkest moment, joy will come in the midst of your darkest moment. He wants us to praise him through what I'm going through. He don't want us to hold our heads up. He wants us to praise him. Hallelujah, speaking of Bible shot. Ye call of the outside of Bible shot. Ye call of the outside. Yay, God. Thank you. Hallelujah. Don't worry about what somebody says. It doesn't matter. All that matters what Jesus thinks. You keep moving. Keep doing what God says do. Keep pleasing Jesus. That's what counts. Because if he was to come right now, hallelujah, Jesus. Right now, right this moment, hallelujah. Let it be pleasing in his sight with him. Hababoshi. Be pleasing in his sight. Hayekababoshi. He's the one. Yes, he's the one going to do the judging. Haye in the separation. Hallelujah, Jesus. God, I thank you for everything, Lord. Lord, I thank you, Jesus. Lord, I thank you, hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, I thank you for Pastor BJ. I thank you for all the ministers on this phone that have encouraged me to keep on keeping on in the Lord. Sometimes I will hold my head down, but because of what people will say, God said, not so, no more, no more, no more, no more. You are more than a conqueror. You belong to me. You were chosen from your mother's womb. You owe me 1 pound. I could have took you then, but I didn't take you because you got work to do. Hallelujah, Jesus. You got work to do for me. Hallelujah, Lord. And I'm going to do it. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. And I'm so happy about mother's mind that don't know how to treat their children, God. I thank you for doing it, God, because you are right now, God. Oh, God, you reach down, and Lord, and you will help them. Turn their heart, touch their heart, let them see, let them see themselves until they see themselves. They can't make no changes. Lord, touch right now in the name of Jesus. I ask you to do it, God. I ask you to go in each home, God. Each home that's represented here, each home that we don't even know about, God, where children are being mistreated, where they are not being fed, God. Lord, we ask you to touch, God. Touch now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Help these mommies be mommies. Help these daddies be daddies. In the name of Jesus. God, we thank you now for doing it, God. Lord, we just thank you. We praise you. We give you the honor and the praise, God, because you're the one. Lord, help the ministers, God, even if they don't have it quite right yet, God. Sometimes we all fall down. We all fall short of the glory of God. But don't let them stay there, God. We bind every spirit that's not like God in the name of Jesus, and we cast it back. We cast it back to the sea from which it came in the name of Jesus. We cast it now in Jesus' holy name. Everything that has not been like Jesus, Lord, we will not accept it in our spirit. When it's been spoken, God, we don't have to accept it. Because God said so. God has given me this to say for a reason and a purpose. If it's not so, then it's not so. If it's not written, it is not written. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Lord, I thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus. We don't have to go along with that. Hallelujah, Jesus. We don't have to accept that. But we do have to accept the word of God. We got to eat the whole book, not half. And we can't turn around the way we want it to be. But it's the way God says. And that's the end of it. Hallelujah. He said he's going to get the last laugh in the book of Revelation. I've been reading in the book of Revelation. The book is almost a close. No, we don't know the minute nor the hour that he's coming. But we know that he's on his way. Hallelujah. We can look around and say the birds of the tree, the changing of the weather. Yes, they say the changing of the weather, yeah, for Easter and all this and that. And like the mothers were saying, they get the new dresses. It's not about that. It's all about Jesus. Jesus. We cannot hardly tell.
Thank you, Jesus.
We don't know if tomorrow's going to be. We don't know. The weatherman can't even hardly predict what Jesus is going to do next. But we give God the glory. Whatever he sends, we know it's for our good. So we have to say thank you, Jesus. And knowing that he's going to take care of us. God, we thank you. I was looking today. They were saying there's going to be a blackout. If there's a blackout, I know my father will take care of us. If we can't talk on the phone, I know our father will take care of us. Jesus will take care of us.
Amen.
He's still not going to stop us from praying. Can't stop us from praying. We're still going to pray. Like we never prayed before. God, I thank you. I thank you. Amen and amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Yeah, my phone, this system has been going in and out, so I was switching back and forth from my cell phone to this one. So let's pray this one's going to stay on the line for a little while. Father God, in that name that's above every name, I thank you for another day's journey. I thank you, Father God, for being so good to us. I thank you for your grace, your mercy, your love and kindness. I thank you for the mighty prayers that have already gone forward. I touch and agree, Lord God, with your women of God and the prayers that have ascended up unto thee. And I pray, Father God, that it is your divine will that these prayers will be answered speedily, Lord God. Those that are sick will be recovered. Those that are in pain will be healed in Christ Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord God. Those that have been interceded on behalf, we pray, God, that you intervene in every situation, every circumstance. Thank you, Father God. Lord, I just thank you once again. I've heard it before on the prayer line tonight. Hallelujah. I want to appreciate you for loving us so much And thank you for this yesterday's resurrection celebration of the Lord Jesus Christ and his sacrifice that he made for every person. And I pray that more people will begin to surrender their lives to you, Lord God, and see and experience how much you care about each of us in Christ Jesus' name. Thank you so much, Heavenly Father. I just praise you. I first, Father God, pray that if we've sinned and fallen short of your glory, even in things that we've thought about that's not pleasing to you, we ask you to forgive us for our sins. We ask you to blot out our transgressions, cleanse us of any iniquities in our lives in Jesus' name. If there's any unforgiveness or bitterness in our heart, we empty it out in the name of Jesus, and we cast it back to the pit because we have no right as children of God to hold stuff like that. Even wounds from the past we let go of and release to you because you want us to cast all of our cares upon you, Father. I thank you so much, Lord God, hallelujah, for every person that was willing to get up, Lord God, and go to, Lord God, the place of worship on yesterday. Some may not have been there in a long time. Don't make no difference, Lord God, why they haven't been there. But, Lord God, I thank you for those that were willing to put their shoes on and come out to the house. And, God, I thank you for the anointed messages that went forward because someone, Lord God, gave their life to the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Someone, Lord God, experienced the presence of God. Someone know that you're still on the throne and you're still, hallelujah, working things out for our good. Regardless of what the situation looked like, what the circumstance is, Father God, your word teach all things work together for good to them that love you who are called according to your purpose. I thank you, Father God. I thank you so much. I thank you, Lord God, for our Lord and Savior, Jesus. Hallelujah. I thank you, Heavenly Father. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. For, Lord God, just blessing us in such a way. Hallelujah. Being of a sound mind, no dementia, no Alzheimer's, no schizophrenic or bipolar. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord God, for delivering us from bad thinking or evil or wicked thinking. We thank you, Lord God, that we, Lord God, trust as children of God, we have the mind like Christ in Jesus' name. And day by day, we grow and we pray, Father God, that, Lord God, as your word says, if we draw nigh to you, you will draw nigh to us. In other words, if we draw near to you, you will draw near to us. Glory. And God, yes, we do need you now more than ever before. Seems like when we were young, all we had to worry about was just going outside and having a good time. Didn't have to worry about air conditioning and all this other. But God, I thank you, Lord God, that your ways are past our finding out. But you always take care of your own, and I thank you for that in Jesus' name. Father, in the name of Jesus, so many prayers, so many things have already been prayed for. I pray for those that are yet, Lord God. Some things may not have been mentioned, Lord God. I pray for those that are sick and shut in, those that are in hospitals, nursing homes, psychiatric facilities, those, Lord God, that are maybe at their residence, those who are caretakers. Father God, somebody's going through, Lord God, horrendous situations in their marriage. And we're praying, Lord God, that you know every situation, every circumstance, Lord God. And we cancel every assignment, everything that the enemy is trying to do to get in the way of your good and divine will, purpose, and plan for our lives. We render it null and we cancel it. How can I say that? Because you said whatsoever you say, believing that you have, you can have it. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's in Mark the 11th chapter, beginning with verse 22, where Jesus said, have faith in God and then speak to the mountain. In other words, speak to that situation and say something. Believe it. Hallelujah.
and it shall be yours. Did he say in Matthew 7:7, ask and it will be given you. Glory be to God. What's the subject? You. You ask and expect, hallelujah, that God is going to work it out for your good in Christ Jesus' name. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray that every yoke of bondage is broken. We pray that the sword of the Spirit with your anointing will go forth and break the yoke of every bondage. What bondages? The bondage of sin, the bondage of addictions and strongholds, sicknesses and diseases, pain, whatever it is, Lord God, once again, that try to get in the way of people being at their fullness in Christ Jesus' name, because Jesus came that we can live life to the full. Glory be to God. And he's already given us that which pertains to life and godliness, and we receive, I know I receive it in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, not just for a measure of faith, but the gift of faith to trust and to believe and have the assurance that what you say, if you say with your stripes that we're healed, 1 Peter 2:24, glory be to God, that we are healed, glory be to God. And Lord God, if there's some symptom that's come, I pray for this diagnosis of headaches, Lord God, or migraines, I come against that with the sword of the Spirit, and I break the yoke of that bondage, saying, God, I thank you for a strong deliverance and healing power be released in that young lady's body, Lord God, that needs to be healed from headaches in Jesus' name. I pray for those that are suffering with tooth problems, Lord God, may not have the money or insurance to get help with their tooth, but God, I pray for divine healing. I pray that you open up the ears so that people who've been suffering with problems with their ears would be able to hear better. Open up and give restore the sight of those who've had degenerative issues, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And God, we thank you that no weapon formed against your people shall prosper in the name of Jesus. We pray, Father God, no incontinence, glory be to God, no circulation disorders, hallelujah. We pray for, Lord God, healthy organs in our bodies, in our heart, beats with the rhythm of life and taking life and, Lord God, healing power throughout every cell in the body at the name of Jesus. Yes, if we abide in you and your word abide in us, we can ask what we will and expect it to be done. Glory be to God. And as I say that it is done, my faith says it's already done in Jesus' name. So, God, we're trusting you, Lord God. We pray for those who have, Lord God, some type of skin disorder, maybe have some digestive or, Lord God, their digestive system has not been functioning proper. I pray a special prayer for those, Lord God, that their digestive system will be regulated to normal, and they begin to use the bathroom like they're supposed to in Jesus' name. I pray for those that are headed to surgery. I know my son has got to go in the morning, and I thank you, Lord God, for no complications. Thank you for keeping the doctors focused and giving them appropriate, Lord God, direction on how to take care of this gallbladder situation in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, that it's already worked out in Christ Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that you have our best interests at heart. We pray, oh, Lord God, for every person on earth. We pray for those in positions of authority, our leaders, Lord God, in the body of Christ, those in our country and other countries. I heard that also tonight. Thank you, Lord God. We pray for people, Lord God, that they'll begin to turn loose themselves. God, they can't do it by themselves, so I pray for your anointing to break these yokes, tear down these strongholds, destroy everything that's trying to get in people's way from getting the help that they need from you, Father, in Jesus' name. We lift up our brother, Brother Black, and our sisters, Lord God, our prophets, Lord God, apostles, Lord God, our ministers, Lord God, every person that's on this prayer line and those that they know that they're interceding on behalf of. God, something is going on in somebody's life, but we're trusting that you see it all and that you're working it out. Thank you so much for being so good to us. Thank you for giving us a roof over our head. Thank you that we're not on the street, Lord God, looking for where we're going to lay our head. Thank you, Lord God, for providing what we need. And we pray, Father God, as we give, it will be given back, Lord God. Not that that's what we're looking for, but I've noticed you keep your word. You are God, and you do what you say. Hallelujah. If you say give, and it will be given to you, in good measure, pressed down, running over, shall men give into your bosom. Will God help us to obey what you say? And if we do what you say, we don't have to worry about what you're going to do. You're going to do what you say in Jesus' name. Father God, I pray for those, Lord God, that are bereaved tonight. I pray a special favor and comfort upon them in Christ Jesus' name. I pray for those, Lord God, who have people, Lord God, on the prayer list, who have children, Lord God, that need special help. We pray for them. Those, Lord God, that need your attention, we thank you that you're not too busy. Your line is not so clouded and not so messed up that it cannot hear. It's not like these earth lines that get messed up sometimes, but you'll have an open door policy, glory be to God, and you're always available, Lord God. Sometimes we don't make the time we need for you, but you always make time for us because you love us and you care so much about us. We thank you, Lord God. I won't keep going because enough have already prayed. Remember those, Lord God, young people that are going to be graduating soon. Lord God, some of them are going to start out on a new journey. They graduate in high school. Are they going to go to another grade, Lord God? We pray, oh God, that the Holy Spirit will order their steps and help and give them guidance. And we pray that the parents, Lord God, will be instrumental in their life. And Lord God, let the parents, Lord God, hear what thus saith the Lord and do their very best to lead their children to the right way and help their parents and let them children know. And if you're getting ready to graduate, you should have already applied for what are those scholarships, praise God, filling out applications, Lord God, so they don't have to wonder, well, I can't go to school because I don't have the money. If you apply, hallelujah, you've been making the grades, praise God, throughout the year, you can get scholarships, Lord God. And I pray favor for those. I pray for those who are yet having trouble in school with students, other students, Lord God, not treating them right. I pray, God, that you look at them in the name of Jesus and your divine will be done. We pray that you eradicate every stronghold, every addiction in the name of Jesus, every mind disorder. We pray, oh God, for deliverance on this evening. I thank you for what you're doing, Lord God, in this season and this hour. Yes, a lot is going on, but you're still on the throne. I bless you, Heavenly Father, this evening. I thank you so much. I love you, Lord, and I thank you so much that you love all of us. Bless Minister BJ, her entire family. Continue to meet all of her needs and every person that's on this prayer line. I bless them, Lord God. I pray that you lift up, Lord God, your face upon them, and, Lord God, give them peace. Give them, Lord God, what they stand in need of in the name of Jesus. Bless your people, Lord God. We thank you so much for what you're doing in this season, in this hour. Remember Vaughn, Lord God. She needs special help. In Jesus' name, I pray the prayer of faith, and I thank you. I love you, and I honor you. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. We have time enough probably for Pastor Sims to pray a short prayer, and then we're going to take these prayer requests. So at this time, since she's on, let her go ahead and give this time to the Lord.
Yes, Lord. Oh, thank you, Father. We praise your name. We bless your name. Father, so many wonderful prayers, so many anointed prayers that have gone up. And I come in agreement with every one of them. And we do praise the Lord and honor you for sending Pastor BJ into our midst. Father, we ask that you continue to bless her and her family. Lord, we praise your name and we want to lift you up. We can't lift you up as high as we need to because that's impossible. Oh, but Father, we thank you for the day. We thank you for coming down to earth, giving up your life for the lives of many that we might be saved. And it's a free gift. So we thank you, Lord. We give you honor, glory, and praises. And Father, we just want to reiterate on some of the things, but we pray for mankind everywhere. Father, we particularly, President Trump, we pray for him, Father. It's so many, oh, it's so much, and it's so many things that is not like you that comes out of his mouth, Lord God. And we pray for him that he'll come to the realization and that he'll be saved. If he's not saved, then from the way he conducts himself, I would say he's not saved. But that's God. And we ask, Lord God, that you save him. Make him turn around and be worth something to the world, that he help bring the world together, not just his way, but your way, Father. Let him be a light. Let him come out of darkness into the light. And we pray for all of our public officials, the local, the state, and the world, all over the land and country, Lord. We pray that these people that are in head and leading people would know you, God, and they would, you could whisper in their ear and give them discernment, and that they will be able to bless and not curse people all over the world. Father, we pray for the elderly, and I'm sure somebody's prayed for them, but I need to pray for them a little bit more. Pray for all of our minds, Father, that we would be able to keep our minds on you and you alone, because the word says that if we keep our mind on you, you would keep us in perfect peace. Teach us, Lord, how to do that. Teach us, Lord. And you said if we ask for wisdom, you would give it to us. We ask for wisdom, Lord. Even if they don't know they need it, Father, impart wisdom into their lives, and they'll be able to make a difference and show somebody else the way. It seems like it's so much trouble and sickness and disease and everything falling upon the elderly people, the people, God's people, who are trying to hold up and hold out. And my sister said before, the last sister, Sister Willette, she was saying how whatever it is, if you just hold on and you just wait, he's coming, because he's not a God. And we keep saying he's not a God that he should lie. And yet sometimes you just go around and Satan is dropping the lollipops all in your path, and you picking them up, putting them in your pocket. But God has the way. He knows the way. He has the remedy, and that's to keep your mind on me, and I'll keep you in perfect peace. Oh, Father, we praise you. We give you honor and glory, Father. We thank you for this beautiful weather, Father. We thank you, Lord, for all the good and perfect gifts that you have given unto us. And for everybody on this line, Father, we do ask in the name of Jesus that you just showering with your blessings. Help them to realize that it is not a smorgasbord where you just pick what you want, that we learn how to lean and depend on you, and, Father, that we want to walk in your way. It's a song they used to sing some years ago, Father, and it goes, it says, I won't turn back. I won't turn back because I don't want to make my leader ashamed. Father, just hold us in the hollow of your hand and teach us, Father, to observe all things whatsoever you have written, and give us the understanding of what the scriptures mean. Don't let us take off and give it our own meaning, Father. Work with us, Lord God, and help us to grow mighty and mighty, that this generation would be the pivoting point of the next generation, and they would see our ways, to see how we did things, and imitate as we imitate Christ. Lord, we love you. We praise you. We give you honor and glory. We pray for every family represented on this mind, that all their concerns, everything that concerns them concerns you. And we ask for your strong and mighty blessings to continue, Lord, as we say amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, Lord. Praise your name. Bless your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Glory, glory, glory. Praise God. I need somebody right now to pray. Been back out. I don't know if this is a pollen along with this asthmatic respiratory, but it's real
Sure, and I know I needed to eat something. I did eat something just now. I got a headache. But my breath is really short, so I need some prayer. It might be from the pollen, too, as well, but I need some prayer right now.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Heavenly Father, we come before your presence, and we thank you, Lord God, for Minister BJ. We lift her up to you, Lord God. We know that you see her situation, whether it's, Lord God, pollen, but if she's having shortness of breath, we pray that you touch whatever that condition is. First of all, we cancel, Lord God, every, Lord God, attack of the enemy in Christ Jesus, because you said what we ask, we can receive it when we pray believing.
Hallelujah.
So we pray, Father God, hallelujah, at the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord God, that attack he's trying to come against her with, we cancel it by the authority of the living God. You said in Luke 10 and 19 that you've given us authority over all the power of the enemy. So we say, devil, you uproot yourself from her life, out of her home, in the name of Jesus, and we command you to be cast back to the pit and be bound there until the day that Jesus come and pronounce your final judgment in Jesus' name. God, we pray, hallelujah, for your divine virtuous healing power to be released in her body as we pray the prayer of faith. God, we thank you, Lord God. Nothing is too hard for you. So, Lord God, we pray that you regulate every organ in her body to function normal in Jesus' name. God, we pray, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, if this is some allergy attack, we cast it out. We command it to get under control in the name of Jesus. But we send that particular issue back to the pit in the name of Jesus. You said what we bind here, you are binding in heaven. What we loose here, you are loosing in heaven. So we loose her of this attack in Christ Jesus' name, and we cast it back to the pit to be bound there. Father God, we bind it in the pit in Jesus' name. We pray, God, that you give her a complete recovery in Christ Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, that you can do anything but fail. God, we pray that you touch her heart. Let it regulate. Let it begin to beat, Lord God, with the rhythm of life and do what it's supposed to do, so that her body will begin to, Lord God, take whatever is needed throughout every cell in her body in Jesus' name. We pray, Father God, that you, any other issues that there may be going on, we pray, God, that you will fix it. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord God. No weapon formed against your father with your stripes that she is made whole. And we claim, hallelujah. I heard my little sister say, hallelujah, the sick are the healed. So therefore, whatever it is, she may be exhausted and tired. God, I pray that you'll get her straight, because you want us to get proper rest. Hallelujah. But I pray, God, in the meantime, Jesus, Holy Spirit, be her strength right now. Bless the Lord God. Cover her. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, cover her, Lord God. The blood of Jesus against everything that's coming against your people, and we render it null. And we say, Father, we ask you to nullify, dismantle, cancel, and stop the works of darkness, the works of wickedness, the works of evil. Because we know it, Lord God, it's a spiritual attack. So we cancel it in the name of Jesus. 277, act, and it will be given you. We thank you, Lord God. Restore her. Hallelujah. The Lord is her shepherd. Hallelujah. And she shall not want for any good or beneficial thing. We pray, God, that you bless my sister, Pastor BJ, in Jesus' name. Lord God, meet her need this hour in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. 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 Thank you We're in 100% agreement. We're glory to God. The Lord bless
the doctors being guided in God's hand, miraculously moved to come out or healed and whole, and blessing go with that with no setbacks, no infections, no problems, no mishaps or nothing, just the flow of the Spirit just moving in the name of Jesus. And God did this thing, and it's well done. And we pray, God, amen. Well, and touch his heart while he's going into surgery with no fears, God. Just put a peace upon his spirit. Praise God, man. The faith to know that it is well. So we told these things back in your hands, bind Satan up, and all of the setups and traps, plots, plans, schemes, it'll be eradicated right now in any of our lives as we cover everybody. And we thank you for it, and we call back our peace and love in Jesus to manifest some more in us as those prayers have been prayed tonight, even about ourselves getting closer to the Lord and submitting to his will to find this way. That's the Lord. Thank God, Father. Mother McCormick being back for her trip with her brother on his 70th birthday was well. Pray God's blessing.
Thank
found
you,
him well.
Thank you, Lord. Thank
praise
you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Well, I love you all. I thank God for you. And I thank God for coming right now. You're calming down in my chest. So I thank the Lord for that, too, as well. Almighty God is a shy. I want to celebrate every day for all that you do, God. You're so wonderful.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Woo,
thank
Lord
you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Bless the Lord.
Amen.
Well, thank God, praise God for resurrecting us from the dead. And
amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Shalom. Shalom.
Amen. And God bless each of you. Shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom. God bless.
Love you. Angels may count.
God bless. Amen. God bless. God bless.